Welcome back here on today's Landly Radio Sports Page. I'm Tyler Crabb, and yesterday the Iowa State men's basketball team had their media day, and Pedlar Christian alum Eric Mulder is preparing for his first season with the Cyclones. On today's Landly Radio Sports Page, we catch up with Eric to talk about that first season with the Cyclones. We catch up with a couple of his teammates to talk about what Eric's impact has been at Iowa State and their connections off the court, and we also hear from Iowa State men's basketball coach TJ Otzelberger talking about the role he kind of anticipates Eric playing for the Cyclones this season. We start with our conversation with Eric.
Eric, what does it mean to be back in Iowa playing basketball?
It means a lot. I'm very excited. I think Iowa's the best state, so I'm excited to be back in Iowa, close to home and close to family.
And let's talk 3 years at Purdue Fort Wayne, some big highs there. I know the CIT was a really big one, had some big moments in that tournament as well. What were the 3 years at Purdue Fort Wayne like?
They were good years, a lot of great memories. Made some really good friends there. It was just a good experience overall.
And how did that experience there, 3 years at Purdue Fort Wayne, kind of prepare you for the challenge of making the transition here to Iowa State and getting ready for Big 12 basketball?
I think just teaching me habits, daily habits, learning to work hard and trust the process of going to practice every day, extra work, and just getting better.
And when you look at this team, Iowa State, a team that's known for high intensity and things like that, what's that transition been like here, getting into practices with Coach Otzelberger and trying to find, your spot within this system?
It's been a little bit of an adjustment. It's high energy, high focus, high effort practices, but I love it.
And when you talk about some of those high effort practices, things like that, obviously a lot of, success here at Iowa State as well. What's that been like to be around that? Guys who have, experienced those highest levels of college basketball.
It's been great. I learned a lot from all the guys that have been here. They bring a lot of energy to practice, and they're very competitive practices, and it's a lot of fun.
And when you look at kind of how you want to, find your role within this team, I know Coach Otzelberger kind of mentioned the four and the five spot for you this year. Kind of where do you see yourself fitting into, those roles and just kind of complementing this team as they try to make it back to the tournament?
I think splitting the minutes between the four and the five a little bit, just out there to get offensive rebounds, make energy plays, and, do whatever I can to help make us win.
And when we talk about that four spot, that's a little bit of a different spot for you at Purdue Fort Wayne. It's a little bit more of that traditional post, and even your time at Pendleton Christian, a little bit more of that post role. When you look at making that transition to the four and, playing on the perimeter a little bit more, what's that been like and just trying to work through that challenge?
It's been good. It took a little bit of time to adjust to. The biggest part was just learning to guard on the perimeter more. But I think I've picked it up pretty well, and it's been a lot of fun.
And again, we're talking to Eric Mulder, former Pendleton Christian standout basketball player, now a member of the Iowa State men's basketball team. When we talk about just making that transition, what's kind of been the biggest thing you've noticed here in practices and making the jump from Purdue Fort Wayne to Iowa State?
I'd say just practice level. It's very physical, fast-paced practice. I'd say that's probably the biggest thing.
And even going back to your Pendleton Christian days, how does that kind of set you up for your career and where you are now here with the opportunity to play at Iowa State?
It's just been a lot of fun. Through the whole journey, I think Pendleton Christian is where I really started to love basketball and take it seriously, and I think it was the start of my whole journey.
And we talk about getting to play a little bit closer to home. We had the privilege of having Dan Branderhorst here with us today and, having that opportunity to have some of those who had an impact on your basketball journey and, help develop that love for basketball. What's it going to mean to be able to have the opportunity to have some of them, a little bit closer to home, be able to make it to a lot more of the games and come show support for you?
It means a lot. It's great to be around family and friends and all the people that I've known growing up through my journey of basketball.
And when you look at this season, what are maybe one or two of the things that you're looking forward to most about this upcoming season?
I'd say playing in Hilton. I've heard a lot about it, but I think it's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to play in Hilton in front of all the fans. So I'm excited for that.
Eric, appreciate the time, and I'm looking forward to catch a couple games this winter, and best of luck with Iowa State men's basketball.
Thank you.
Once again, that was our conversation with Pendleton Christian alum and Iowa State men's basketball player Eric Mulder. We now catch up with a couple of his teammates. We start with Nate Heise of the Iowa State Cyclones, talking about Eric's impact on the team and the connection they've built off the court.
So, Nate, a guy who's had a similar kind of career arc to Eric coming into Iowa State here, what's kind of been the big thing you've told him about making the transition here to Big 12 basketball?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a couple things that he knows, and there's a couple things that might surprise him. I think the first game here surprises everybody, so I just told him, like, it's a lot, and it's really good, but it can also be a lot. So just, you know, making sure he knows what's coming, and that's in a good way. And then other than that, it's just kind of the expectations are a little bit higher compared to when we were at smaller schools and all that. So it's just to bring it every day. And the competition's great, so that kind of forces you to bring it. So he's done a great job. He's had to play a little different than he used to, playing the four a little bit. But he's very open-minded, great guy off the court. So I've really enjoyed getting to know him.
And what has he kind of brought to this Cyclones team as you guys get ready to make another run and, you know, trying to bring another Big 12 title back to Ames?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things he does that coach always mentions is he gets more possessions for us on the offensive glass, and he's got a great motor, so he's always gonna fight, and that's another thing that TJ prides Eric on is just his fight. So I think those are the things.
And one thing he kind of mentioned he's looking forward to the most about it, playing in Hilton here. What's kind of been what have you kind of told him about the experience of playing in Hilton and getting him ready for that first game so it's not kind of a shell shock moment when you get here for the first time?
I think it is going to be a shell shock regardless to anybody who comes here. But once you start to embrace it and not be intimidated by it, I think that's when it starts going well.
And talking to Eric, he said you guys kind of gotten close both on the court, off the court as well. You know, when we talk about that connection, I know that's kind of a big thing that Coach Altsenberger talked about today as well. You know, how has that kind of developed off the court just to be able to allow the on-court play to really grow?
Yeah, I think that's something that's overlooked at a lot of other places is just that connection off the court. And I think that allows you to compete more on the court because you have that connection. And I think it's really important to just keep growing that connection off the court. We've done a lot together. We golf a lot. We do a lot of team activities. So
once again, that was Iowa State men's basketball player Nate Heisey talking about Penn Lake Christian alum Eric Mulder and his him back to Iowa State. We now catch up with fellow Iowa State teammate and fellow transfer to Iowa State, Blake Buchanan, to talk about his relationship with Eric and what Eric brings to the Cyclones.
So Blake, as a fellow transfer here with Eric too, what's kind of been the transition like and working with him on that transition coming in, getting ready for Big 12 basketball?
Yeah, no, it's been super fun. You know, it's a little different being the new guy at a program. Obviously, like the freshman year, you know, that's what it's like. But last year, you know, being a guy that, you know, played and came back and had the new guys come here, you know, figuring out that's been a little different. But no, I've really liked, you know, hanging out with Eric and getting to know him. He works hard. He plays hard. I think he can be really key with our team this year and some of the things that he does. So it's been fun. I mean, obviously, like, getting to a new spot and meeting new people, it's always different, but I think we've done a really good job with it. So,
and you talk a little bit about the relationship off the court, but, you know, practices going up against each other, I'm sure plenty, and battling each other as well. You know, what has he kind of brought to the table and kind of helping challenge you and, you know, challenge this team to continue to grow and, you know, strive for bigger, better things come tournament time?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, he plays hard. You always got to look for him, you know, crashing the boards. He's got great hands. He always gets his hands on the ball. And I think that's exactly what we need, you know, someone to come in and just bring energy. Like, you can never have too many energy givers, and I think that's what he can do. I think he can get the crowd going. He's athletic. He moves well. So I think there's a lot of good things that he'll do for us this year. I'm excited to see him play at this level.
And you talk a little bit about that relationship off the court as well. How big has that been just here early on in your Iowa State tenure, just getting that relationship built and, you know, kind of establish that going into the season?
Yeah, no, off the court relationships are everything. My team at Virginia last year, obviously we kind of had a rough year, but our team was probably the closest team I've ever been on. And I think that's the reason why we even did as good as we did in some cases, like where we kind of put a stretch together. I think that's everything for a team is, because if you want to go win for each other, at the end of the day, like, you got to play for each other, you know. If you want to go win a game for each other, like, that's going to be all the difference in the world.
Once again, that was Iowa State men's basketball players Nate Heisey and Blake Buchanan talking about Penn Lake Christian alum Eric Mulder and his impact at Iowa State and their connections off the court. We now hear from Iowa State men's basketball coach TJ Altsenberger on the role he anticipates Eric playing for the Cyclones this upcoming season.
Eric will be somebody that we use at the 4 and the 5. And he's going to get playing time. And he's somebody that, when he's at the 5, tremendous speed. Like we talked about with Buchanan, he'll be at the level of screen. He's fast. He's impactful. He reads it. He's smart. He's quick. Those things really help. Ideally, probably not quite as big as you'd like your 5-man to be, but we can leverage that speed and trap and maybe pick up full court and do some things when he's in the game. And then on the offensive side, he was literally number one ranked player in KenPom last year, which means, you know, from an efficiency standpoint, he passes when he should pass. He looks to score when there's no one between him and the goal, so he plays with great efficiency. When he's at the four position, I think from a size standpoint, it's more of a natural blend. He hasn't spent a lot of time in his basketball career guarding on the perimeter the way that we need to guard, so that's something we're still working through with him. But I like the way he's coming, and I think he's had, even these last couple of days competitively in practice, he's raised the bar, and I've got a lot of confidence in guys that play really hard, who work really hard, who are smart, and Eric's certainly one of those guys.
Once again, that was our conversation with Pendley Christian alum and new Iowa State men's basketball player Eric Mulder, as well as some of his teammates and head coach TJ Onselberger from Iowa State Media Day. The Cyclones begin their season with an exhibition game at Creighton on Friday, October 17th, followed by their season opener on Monday, November 3rd against Fairleigh Dickinson. Again, I'm Todd the Crab on today's Manly Radio Sports page.